Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
He called her Pocahontas. Donald Trump really offends Native Americans. Let me see here. For all of you standing outside the gas station smoking a cigarette right now. So why did Donald Trump score such big support from Native Americans if he offends Native Americans so much? That's just a random thought that just came to mind here. Who is the absolute biggest loser this week? I know there's plenty of people that are coming into The View right now, especially the hosts of The View. Who is the biggest loser of the week? Ding, 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 Pocahontas. The woman who lied about being Native American and is still somehow serving as a United States Senator. First off, the great news just keeps rolling in. So many good things to talk about. So much good news to talk about. It's not just a little good news today. There's a lot of good news today as the Trump cabinet starts to take shape as more of his cabinet nominees are being announced. You guys know Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth, he's an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's one of us from our post 9/11 veteran generation, which I think is exciting. But not only that, this guy's a freedom fighter, not just somebody who fought for freedom overseas with the military. This is a guy who, when he got back, he started an organization called Concerned Veterans for America to fight for VA reform so you could have better options for VA health care. But he didn't just talk about that. He talked about economic freedom. See, because we didn't just fight for freedom overseas so that we could come home and get benefits from the good. No, it was like we fought for freedom overseas because we wanted freedom at home. And so he fought for economic freedom. And that's partly what he did with CVA, Concerned Veterans for America, which, oh, by the way, you've gotten a chance to catch up with our friend Chris Ingett, who is the current state director, basically, for Concerned Veterans for America, Montana. But anyway, the news came out yesterday. Pete Hegseth is not only an Ivy League educated guy. I know, don't hold that one against him. He's an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. He's got a couple of Bronze Stars, graduated from Harvard and Princeton. He's a host of Fox and Friends on the weekend. So every day the American people get a chance to know this guy. And oh, by the way, he's got a book out where he is exposing the rot at the Pentagon and this woke BS that is harming our military, that has harmed recruitment efforts, that is harming national security. So Pete Hegseth, it was announced President Donald J. Trump is going to nominate him to be the SecDef, the Secretary of Defense. Elizabeth Warren said this on X yesterday. A Fox and Friends weekend co-host is not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. I lead the Senate Military Personnel Panel. Oh, Lottie freaking da, Elizabeth Warren. Lottie freaking da, Elizabeth Warren. She said Donald Trump's pick will make us less safe and must be rejected. You know, maybe you should sit this one out here, Elizabeth Warren. Wait till I tell you some of the reactions that came in about Elizabeth Warren, who lied about being Native American, by the way. Sit this one out.
Securing America.
U.S. CENTCOM forces in the Middle East launching multiple operations over the last several days to protect U.S. troops and interests in that region. On November 9th and 10th, a series of airstrikes hit facilities used by the Houthis in Yemen. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
These facilities housed a variety of advanced conventional weapons used by the Iran-backed Houthis to target U.S. and international military and civilian vessels navigating international waters in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden.
Monday, CENTCOM forces hit 9 targets at 2 locations in Syria in retaliation for attacks on U.S. personnel.
These strikes will degrade the Iranian-backed group's ability to plan and launch future attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
No U.S. service members were injured, but Ryder quoted CENTCOM Commander General Eric Carrilla in explaining why the strikes took place.
We will continue to take every step necessary to protect our personnel and coalition partners and respond to reckless attacks.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will range from about 45 in Bozeman to 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, with a few passing clouds at times, temperatures will drop back off to about 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. Partly sunny skies then develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, this was kind of crazy. The other morning, Mark Wilson, one of the Breakfast Flakes, pops into our Montana Talk studios and says, "Hey, we just saw the police ram a car right out front from our studios." Well, we got the full story. Apparently, it was a carjacking that led to this early action. Full write-up, go to MontanaTalks.com. And big shout-out to local law enforcement for their role in that stop. Plus, it's official. Flint Rasmussen in the Rodeo Hall of Fame. Check out his new bling, MontanaTalks.com.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just comical. You just got to laugh at these clowns. I mean, for Pete's sake, Donald Trump, what was the number? 64%? Now, I'd even acknowledge that may be a little high. It may be an overestimate. But according to exit polling, 64% of Native Americans voted for Donald J. Trump, the guy who called out this fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, who lied about being Native American so she could climb over you and take opportunities for herself. I'm just always amazed at these people who still vote for the Democrat Party. And some of these people who refuse to call out these phonies like Elizabeth Warren, who lie about being Native American. Anyway, here we go. Let's see. Where should we start here? TheDailyWire.com has a great write-up here, including several tweets from several different folks calling out Elizabeth Warren, who is still a United States senator. Think about the phonies and the frauds on that, in that party, on that side of the aisle, that still occupy positions of power. Elizabeth Warren basically says, "Well, yeah, Pete Hegseth, he's just a Fox and Friends weekend co-host. He's not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense." And then she talks about how, "I lead the Senate Military Personnel Panel. All three of my brothers served in uniform." Yeah, well, you didn't serve in uniform, but here you are attacking those who have and those who did and undermining our United States military. How pathetic. Sean Davis, the executive or the CEO and co-founder of The Federalist, he said this: "Pete Hegseth is a 20-year military veteran, a decorated combat veteran, recipient of the Bronze Star twice, and graduated from both Harvard and Princeton. You falsely claimed to be an Indian to get a job you couldn't get on the merits. Sit down, Pocahontas." And there's more where that came from, of course. There is much more where that came from. Let's see. There was another one that I just shared yesterday. Oh, yeah, Will Kane. Will Kane, who is a co-host on the weekends. Will Kane seems like a great guy, by the way, as well. In fact, Will Kane and Pete Hegseth, they both do that big, what do they call it, the seal swim in the Hudson River. Man, that's brave jumping into that water. They do that big seal swim, I think, every 9/11, if I'm not mistaken. And so you think about it, man, Pete Hegseth, if he becomes the next Secretary of Defense, you got a guy who can actually go work out with the best of them still. And is going to root out all this woke BS. The other thing that's, oh, but Will Kane said this,
That Fox and Friends weekend host is an American hero. Three deployments, two Bronze Stars. I don't know how many best-selling books, multiple, and the latest on the war led by people like you on our warriors, the war on our warriors. And Will Kane says, you're a fake Indian. Sit down. Sit down. Yeah, speaking of stolen valor, I think that's stolen valor when she lied about being Native American and she still occupies a position of power. You know, every single one of these tribal leaders, you know, you think about, we have one of the highest numbers of veterans per capita in the country here in Montana. And at least historically, Native Americans serve our military in higher percentages than any other ethnic category. And so it'd be great to see some of these tribal leaders stand up and call out Elizabeth Warren, stand up for the warriors, stand up for the veterans, and call out this woman who lied about being Native American. Anyway, that'd be great to see, but yeah, who knows? We'll see. Let's go to Tom in Billings on the phone lines. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron. I know, as a Christian, I'm supposed to turn the other cheek, but when I see these protests on Columbia University on Veterans Day calling us a bunch of martyrs, I put foot to ass for my country. So did you. So did a lot of other people. And Lizard Cheney and all these other people just want to focus on screwing us veterans over just like John Tester did. I'm sorry. I can't turn the other cheek.
Well, you can turn the other cheek and forgive them, but you can also demand accountability and call for a cleanup of these college campuses and demand accountability. You know, these Harvards and these Columbias and the disgusting way they treated Jews, and then these some of the disgusting things they're saying about veterans right now. You can. I think demanding accountability is certainly called for.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Elizabeth Warren taking shots at Pete Hegseth?
Well, you know what? She's focusing on the media because that's all she wants to get to. She's going to end up having her own little show, just like The Herd, I mean The View. And you know, it's veterans. We're the ones that take care of everything.
You know,
whether they're on Fox News, whether they're on Breitbart, whether they're on any other channel, we're the ones that put foot to ass for this country. And these people, I'm sorry, they can kiss my ass.
No respect from people like Elizabeth Warren. You know, Tom and Billings. Tom, thanks for the call. I know you're fired up there. we'll try to watch the language a little bit here. We do get, you know, your families and stuff listen, but I think your frustration is understandable and heard. Speaking of John Tester, boy, he loved to pat himself on the back and claim that he was Mr. I Stand Up for Veterans guy. Where was he on Veterans Day this week? Oh, now that they can't vote for you, you decide not to show up at all. I guess it wasn't about the veterans. I guess it was just about you and politics, huh?
Fox on set.
Living in Los Angeles, you may have a better chance of taking a ride in a driverless car. Google-owned Waymo now says they've scrapped their waiting list for approved riders of their automated taxis, and that means you can use the Waymo One app to hail a ride in Los Angeles with no person to drive the car and travel across downtown L.A., Santa Monica, Culver City, or Beverly Hills. It does not provide service to or from LAX Airport, nor does it yet drive on L.A.'s infamous freeways. Waymo does operate also in San Francisco and Phoenix, with Austin and Atlanta coming next year, as well as offering their service via Uber's ride-sharing app. Waymo says they've given rides to tens of thousands of riders traveling more than 20 million miles. And yes, the cars are autonomous, though sometimes the vehicles are deployed with an operator in the driver's seat who is conducting research on the tech's performance. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will range from about 45 in Bozeman to 53 in the Billings area. For tonight, with a few passing clouds at times, temperatures will drop back off to about 30 in Bozeman to the mid-30s in Billings. Partly sunny skies then develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The leadership is set for the Montana State Legislature. Matt Regeer out of Kalispell, Montana. He had been Speaker of the House. Now he's your new Senate President. And as we told you on Tuesday's Montana Talks, Representative Brandon Lear out of Savage, the new Speaker of the House here in Montana. We'll be breaking more news, taking your phone calls, and much more with Wednesday's Montana Talks. It's the show where you get to talk. After all, we take it statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblund. Just under 80,000 pounds of Kirkland brand butter made for Costco has been recalled over an undeclared allergen. Spoiler alert, it's milk. Our network's Rachel Gable has the story.
The recall was initiated by Continental Dairy Facilities Southwest last month after it was determined that some of the butter's packaging may be missing language reading contains milk, according to details made available by the Food and Drug Administration. Both a salted and unsalted version of the Kirkland signature butter were affected. The butter had been distributed for sale in Texas, according to the FDA's event details, which also categorized the incident as a Class 2 recall, meaning that the violative product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. The FDA has not issued a press release regarding the recall. It is unclear if anyone had suffered any allergic reactions to the butter. Commenters on social media are equally amused and sometimes disappointed by the fact that customers need to be informed that butter is indeed a dairy product or that its packaging requires language reading contains milk. However, the FDA imposes those labeling rules on behalf of consumers who may have serious reactions to major food allergens, including shellfish, eggs, fish, milk, peanuts, sesame, soybeans, tree nuts, and wheat. I'm Rachel Gable.
Exceptions are made if the common name of the ingredient already includes the allergen name. The FDA lists buttermilk as an example, but otherwise the allergens must be clearly labeled either in parentheses next to the allergen containing component or in a contains statement. The more you know. We'll be right back.
Cattle producers, it's time for the Montana Angus Female Bonanza Sale, Monday, November 18th. 3,600 of America's best bred Angus females sell at the public auction yards in Billings, Montana. Sale time, 11 a.m. Now, these bred Angus heifers and cows will have as much quality and program as any set of females you'll find anywhere. Sale also broadcasts live on Northern Livestock Video. It's your chance to improve your herd's genetic cow power. Sale catalog and videos at Northern Livestock Video. Winter is coming, and now's the perfect time to ensure your John Deere equipment is ready for the next season. From sprayers to mowers, a professional winter inspection can save you time and money down the road. At C&B, our expert technicians will thoroughly inspect and service your equipment to keep it in top shape. Don't let winter downtime catch you unprepared. Schedule your winter inspection today and be ready to hit the ground running come spring. Contact us now to secure your spot. C&B, your trusted John Deere partner all year round.
Well, USDA is reporting that corn harvest reached 95% complete nationally as of this weekend. That's ahead of last year's 86% and the five-year average of 52%. Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Missouri still have a bit of ground to make up. As for winter wheat planting, 91% of that activity is complete, slightly behind 92% last year and the five-year pace of 93%. Lagging behind their averages are Oklahoma and Texas, coming in at 79% and 81% respectively. 76% of the national winter wheat crop has emerged below the average of 79%, while the crop condition rating is 44%, good to excellent, up 3 points from last week. That's a look at our ag headlines. I'm Lane Nordblund for the Western Ag Network.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, apparently Tim in Billings has the update for us here. Apparently Tim in Billings has the update on, was Tester anywhere for Veterans Day? I've been looking. I haven't seen anything. Haven't seen any tweets. Haven't seen any statements. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, and this is my point. Look, if you truly care, because I know there are people on both sides of the aisle, people of all sorts of different political backgrounds that do. They truly care for our veterans. They do an incredible job showing support for our veterans, different veteran service organizations, you name it. And those people show up no matter what the weather, no matter what's going on in their life, they show up. And so, like, if John Tester truly was this guy who truly cared for veterans, well, then first off, why did he politically target people like George Blackard, who simply just was asking questions about the VA bureaucracy, you know, before George even got involved in politics, right? Anyway, Tim and Billings on the phone lines. By the way, Tim sent us a great message on the app a few minutes ago as well. Pocahontas may not have any military experience, but she did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. What a bunch of phony creeps. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. So this is just what I hear from my sources. So take that for what it's worth. You know, this is just what I hear. But I heard John Tester and Dave Madden were sitting in the beach room, ka-pow! While while Tester was sobbing his eyes out and using Dave Madden's ponytail to wipe the tears away, and they were having some vodka cranberries, and they were trying to figure out why they couldn't, why bovine excrement wouldn't be good fertilizer on AstroTurf. They're trying to figure that out. But that's just what my sources say. That's just what I hear around the place. You know, just kind of like John Tester heard that Ronnie Jackson was called the Candyman.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, you don't even need to have facts. You know, you can just jump on CNN right now and say whatever you want, because that's what John Tester did about actual veterans and people who've served this country in uniform. He never served this country in uniform, and he couldn't even, yeah. I mean, I know, like, the guy lost the election, and okay, yeah, yep. But here's the deal. Like, this is also about exposing the entire rot, which is the Democrat Party in Montana, and it's about exposing the entire rot, which is the Montana media, and their fake coverage that was so exposed here in this Senate race, right?
Exactly right. You know, the Montana press, you know, Tester's got this in the bag. Tester's got, you know, he's going to win this. Tester's the golden child, can do no wrong. He walks on water. Well, guess what? That water's Fort Peck when it's the middle of January and it's frozen rock solid, you know. But the people who live in Montana, they knew what was going on. Did you happen to see there was an eighth grade history teacher? I don't know what state he was in. For 2 weeks, he took his class, and they studied the Electoral College. They studied why we do it. They studied how it works. They broke into like four or five groups.
Here, hold that thought. We got to hit the Fox News break here. Stand by. We'll come back to you in 60 seconds. And there was a classroom somewhere in the country. They were studying the Electoral College. They broke into groups. And, yeah, what happened?
So it was an eighth grade class, and this gentleman had his kids break into groups. Every group predicted a Donald Trump win in the Electoral College. One of the groups nailed the exact state and Electoral College count for the election. And yet you got people out there saying, well, we just can't figure out why the pollsters got it so wrong. And I think Donald Trump, when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, he nailed it. Some of these pollsters, here's $500,000, go do a poll. How many people do they call? 10? Are they calling the same 10 people? Pollsters are not as reliable as they once were. And to watch the mainstream media and listen to what polls are saying, they're just trying to manipulate your viewpoint and get what they want out of it.
That's it right there. You just nailed it right there. That's exactly what I was going to say, is that, oh, no, some of these pollsters are reliable. But some of these pollsters, like Evan Wilson and Eric Iverson with Peak Insights, Evan Wilson nailed this thing. He told us back in June, John Tester will not be able to win this election. He cannot overcome these numbers from the primary election. He's the guy who told me an hour before the networks even called Pennsylvania that Trump was winning Pennsylvania. It's over. Called it. And he also predicted the absentee ballot count in Montana. He nearly got it precisely within 3,000 or so votes, predicting nearly a half a million absentee ballots would be turned in here in Montana. And that's Evan Wilson, the Billings senior grad. I've got another story about that on our Montana Talks website right now. But the point you just made, Tim, that's what these pollsters, a lot of them are designed to do. They're designed to manipulate you into thinking certain things when they do their job the dishonest way. I mean, that, why do you think the liberal Montana media all of a sudden started quoting these polls a few days before the election? Oh, no. No, John Tester, oh, he's tied. Oh, okay, nobody believes that poll. Go look at the accuracy of that poll. Like, oh, no, he's in it. It's because they were so desperate to still try to churn out the money for the Democrats, so desperate to try to convince people to vote for the Democrats, when it's like every legitimate poll going back several months said John Tester was out of it. The other point, and Tim, thanks for the call, the other point that needs to be made here with John Tester is like, yeah, I get it. He lost the election, but you know what? He's still getting paid by you and me to be serving as a United States senator. But he couldn't show up on Veterans Day anywhere, at least as far as I could see. I mean, you tell me if he showed up in your neck of the woods, and maybe he just didn't want to post anything about it. But, man, the liberal Montana media would always show John Tester tooting his own horn, talking about himself on Veterans Day instead of, you know, giving the credit where the credit's actually due on Veterans Day. But the moment he loses an election, nope, doesn't show up. He is still a senator until January. And he can't show up for work. He can't show up to say thank you to those who've served and sacrificed. But look at the way they lied about him on anyway.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The Reverend Al Sharpton. Oh, he got paid off, too. He got paid off, too. Yesterday we were talking about how, man, Al Sharpton and Joe Scarborough on MSNBC right now, they sound like David Noble and I doing a woke update of the week. They sound like Jeremy Carl and I having a conversation about the crazy transgender agenda of the Montana Democrats. You watch as they continue to double down on that, by the way. You watch as they double down on that one in the state legislature. But anyway, we had John Jackson the Joker in yesterday, Tuesday, and had a great conversation, caught up on a bunch. But one of the things I was glad John did, I was really looking for somebody to give us a rundown, a roll-up of all the fraud, waste, and abuse. Kamala Harris's campaign, I think I mentioned it briefly in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, her campaign spent $20 million on celebrity events. These celebrities made you think, these musicians and these entertainers, they made you think that it's all about democracy. Democracy is at stake. Democracy is at risk. That's why they were willing to stick their necks out there and show up and twerk on stage for Kamala Harris campaign rallies. And it turns out they were paid big money to do so. They were paid big money to do so. I mean, some of them $5 million. I think Beyonce up in here got $10 million or whatever. Anyway, Jesse Waters added yet another thing to the equation here. That phony, that fraud, the so-called Reverend Al Sharpton got paid big as well.
She was shaking down billionaires to pay millionaires. Oprah was forced to admit, yeah, she was paid $1 million for her Kamala interview. She says, I did not take any personal fee. However, the people who worked on that production needed to be paid and were. End of story. She's not the only one. Just weeks before Kamala did an interview with Al Sharpton, the Harris campaign donated $500,000 to Reverend's nonprofit. That's according to the Free Beacon. Why is Kamala's presidential campaign funneling $500,000 to the National Action Network right before an interview with Al? The National Action Network. Why is a political campaign bribing Al Sharpton with charitable donations? Do you know what Al Sharpton does with money from his nonprofit? The Rev, in 1 year, spent $1 million on private jets and limos. It's a slush fund for the Reverend and his crew. It's been in trouble with the IRS for years for tax evasion. And Kamala's like, oh, here you go. Take $500,000. Imagine if you gave Kamala $500,000 to win Pennsylvania, and she just handed it to Al to take a private jet to Tahiti. Happy DEI Thursday.
Happy DEI Thursday. See, that's why I think we still need to do a woke update of the week. I think we still need to do a woke update of the week because the crazy has just, it's just too embedded in our friends on the left. They aren't going to be able to rein in the crazy. Did you guys see this story from Public Radio? Young climate activists in Bozeman were already responding to last Tuesday's presidential election results. More than 50 Bozeman High School students walked out of class an hour early on Friday. Now that is sacrifice. That is sacrifice. Well, I tell you what, Travis, did you just hear the courage? Did you just hear about that? They left class an hour early on a Friday to protest the presidential election results. But man, I would have joined in on that one. It's a Friday. I think the weather was pretty decent on Friday, too. Get an early start on the weekend. Hey, wait, why are we walking out? Ah, whatever. All right, let's just go. An hour early. Man, see, these kids, I tell you what, you know, they're just not motivated. It's a Friday and you only left class an hour early? I would have left at lunchtime. Peace out. All right. But anyway, it's almost like a mental health concern now. It's just so unfortunate. I mean, who has got these kids so whipped into a frenzy that they think they need to protest the presidential election results in Bozeman, Montana? I mean, go for a hike, kids. Learn how to fish. I mean, if you left class early on a Friday, do you need some? I mean, do we need somebody to take you out on a hunting trip so you can learn about life instead of just drive yourselves crazy? What is driving people crazy? All right, let's turn to Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, you 90s kids know who he is.
All right, here with Reaction, he is the chief patient officer at the wellness company. Dr. Drew Pinsky is with us. All right, so women are shaving their heads. They're pledging to either divorce their husbands or partners or don't have sex with them. They're stockpiling abortion pills. They're getting advice from the Washington Post on how to leave the country. Maybe they believe their own lies or the lies that were told during and the hyperbole and the hype and the misinformation during the campaign, because there's no reason to leave. I will be the first person to stand up for their right to say stupid things if they want.
Yep. Well, I'm just glad to see that they move from the blue talisman over their face and nose to a blue talisman bracelet on their wrist, because it's the same damn thing. And the whole headline here, Sean, is hysteria. Hysteria and delusion, and the source of this has been mainstream media. The American public has been propagandized to the point that they literally become mentally ill. And the thing about delusionality is it can't be reasoned with. We have literally been through a stage of delusion that started with the first Trump presidency. It was put into absolute orbit with COVID. We now have the new HHS document that showed how the propaganda was done, how many hundreds of millions of dollars were spent, and vulnerable people were affected by this. And I would say the way to deal with your family members that are like this, A, compassionate firmness. firmness, not rationality, not discourse, because argumentation will not work. They're delusional. But firmness. Because the reality is, this is like a cult. What do cults do? They separate families. They separate the cult member from the family. And this is how they get their way. We must fight against that.
Oh, very interesting there from Dr. Drew. Yeah, apparently there's people that are saying, hey, you can't come over for Thanksgiving now because you voted for Donald Trump. And I'm sitting back here thinking, wait a minute, you people despise Thanksgiving because you despise this country. So why are you even celebrating Thanksgiving anyway? Anyway, crazy. Absolutely crazy. Literally and figuratively. Matt in Billings on the phone lines. Great to hear from you, Matt.
Good morning. Let me add one to one of the things the kids could do. Maybe they could enlist in the military and get outside themselves and learn a little self-worth and self-discipline.
Great point.
When I was calling to
with a better SecDef coming soon.
Yeah, exactly. When I was listening to Dr. Drew's on my side note, I was thinking, you know, how Hulk Hogan used to say, listen here, brother. These kids nowadays, I think we say, hey, listen here, sisters. We don't know.
listen here, nibblings.
Yeah. What I was calling about was, what I find very offensive about the celebrities taking all this money from the Harris campaign is I believe the Harris campaign was touting and their surrogates were touting about how many $25 middle-class donors they had donated to the campaign. And so they're giving these middle-class donors to donate money to pay celebrities. How ironic is that?
Yeah, yeah, they're all just a bunch of phonies, and they all, I mean, it's just like Joe Biden when the press gaggle asked him, hey, you know, do you still think that Donald Trump is Hitler or fascist or a threat to democracy? I forget their exact question. And what was Joe Biden's response? Yeah, meeting with him on Wednesday. Like, these guys, they whipped all these people into a frenzy. They whipped the purple hair kids into a frenzy to walk out of school and think that life is, and they all lied about it. And it's blatant that they lied about it. And they all cashed in on it.
It's offensive. I mean, think about it. They took from the, you know, working middle class, whether you're Republican or Democrat, they took from that class to give to the most wealthy 1% of us. That's ridiculous. And then on top of that, the celebrities acted like it was a real endorsement instead of a paid publicity stunt.
Oh, yeah. They pretended to be so virtuous and everything. Well, that's why I wonder, did Pearl Jam get paid to do the John Tester concert? I don't think Tester's campaign paid Pearl Jam to do it, but they still made a lot of money off of that concert in Missoula. So, yeah, even that wasn't just pure virtue either, was it? Because that wasn't a free concert in Missoula when Pearl Jam came all these times to pump up John Tester's campaign, was it? So, yeah, they still got paid.
Now his net worth is $60 million.
What's that?
His net worth is $16 million after that event. So, congratulations, John. See ya.
that's right. That's right. Sean and Shelby sent me a photo of Pocahontas' pick for Secretary of Defense, and it's Rear Admiral Levine. Yeah, the guy that dresses up like a woman. That's who Pocahontas would want as SecDef.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Melania Trump has made a decision, this according to reports today, that she declined an offer to go to the White House and meet with Jill Biden. And the reason cited is the Biden administration's raid at Mar-a-Lago as part of the federal government's investigation and the classified documents. A source familiar with Melania's decision telling the Post in an article they put out, Jill Biden's husband is the one, it was his weaponized DOJ that authorized the FBI snooping through her underwear drawer. And the Bidens, frankly, they're just disgusted. And you know what? Melania has no desire to meet with them. None whatsoever. God bless her.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you can't wait for Black Friday, well, neither can Blinds.com. Right now, they are kicking off savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are almost here, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Now, swapping out old blinds for custom window treatments, it's a small project with big results. and Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and affordable. You can skip long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. They can even handle everything from the measuring and installation, and you can get window treatments for the whole home installed for one low cost. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off on select styles and premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now. Go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Most of us are unaware of how trends in the development and construction of baseload electric generation has changed over the decades. But you should know this, they're about to change again. Pacific Northwest Utilities Conference Committee just released a report that says the demand for electricity here could increase by 30% in the next 10 years. The push to electrify everything from cars to leaf blowers, as well as the voracious appetite for power from data centers, play a part in this big jump. It harkens back to the 60s and 70s, when demand growth brought about the construction of many of the coal, nuclear, and hydro generators that are still in operation today. That construction wave crested in the 80s with the construction of coal-fired generators being among the last. We've survived, even thrived, with power adequacy since that time, thanks to two factors limiting demand growth: energy efficiency and the movement of heavy industries like steel and aluminum offshore. The next 10 years will be different. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Let's see. Tim in Billings. Will Pearl Jam be having a concert in Missoula in 6 years? Or was it all just political theater to pander and get people to vote for Tester? Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to go with the second answer there. He says we should pin it and bring it up again 6 years from now. I'm hoping both of them are long forgotten 6 years from now. Tim and Savage. You know, we were talking about how, you know, John Tester is still being paid by you. He is still supposed to be on the job as a United States senator. But the guy who always patted himself on the back and pretended to be the pro-veteran senator didn't even show up for Veterans Day, as far as we can tell. Tim and Savage sent us a message. You know, Congressman Matt Rosendale is also a lame duck. And he showed up on Veterans Day. Yeah, I saw. I haven't seen him at a lot of events recently, but I saw that he was in Glendive, I think, for a Veterans Day deal there. And I think Tim said he saw him in Sydney. So glad to see he made it out. Although I wonder, I read an article in Politico a few days ago that said that at least according to this Politico article, I don't know if there's truth to it or not, but it said that President Trump might be considering Congressman Matt Rosendale to be an appointee at the VA. So I don't know. Maybe there is something to that story, or maybe he's hoping to get a position within the VA. So anyway, I'd seen that on Politico several days ago. Violet in Kalispell sent us a message on the Montana Talks app last night. And, yeah, I shared this via X. I shared it at facebook.com/Flint Report as well. Anyway, Violet says this. I just saw on NBC Montana from Missoula the press release for the Bozeman suspect. I'm surprised they identified him as a Hispanic or Haitian male. Yeah, that kind of stood out to me as well. You know, Bozeman in the Gallatin Valley has, of course, been struggling with you know, illegal immigrants. The Mexican drug cartels have been targeting Bozeman and the Gallatin Valley. But also this idea that it could be a Haitian suspect is kind of interesting, given the Haitian migrants that have been flooding parts of the country as well. Here is the Be on the Lookout. This is the BOLO for a suspect in a sexual assault and attempted kidnapping case. There was a carjacking in Billings the other day. Now you have an attempted kidnapping case in Bozeman. 20 hours ago, the Bozeman Police Department shared this. Be on the lookout for a suspect in a sexual assault and attempted kidnapping cases. We are actively investigating two incidents involving a suspect in sexual assault and attempted kidnapping cases that happened over the weekend near Wheat Drive. In both cases, the male offered the female victims snow or cocaine in exchange for sexual favors to coerce them into the car. The first incident occurred near Baxter Lane and 7th, where the victim was approached while riding her bike. The victim got into the vehicle and was assaulted. She escaped the vehicle and fled, but the suspect followed her to Wheat Drive before driving off. The second incident occurred on Wheat Drive. The juvenile victim was walking when the suspect approached her, yelled for her to get in the car, grabbed her sweatshirt, and pulled out a knife to attempt to force her into the vehicle. She ran away, and the suspect sped off. And then they shared this suspect description: Hispanic or possibly Haitian male, shorter stature, small to medium build, short to medium black hair, driving a dark gray four-door sedan, with gray cloth interior and a bicycle rack, carrying a silver and black knife, wore jeans and a red-hooded sweatshirt with white paint on his clothing and hands. Anyway, the contact info for the Bozeman Police Department, et cetera, go to the Bozeman Police Department Facebook page. I shared that, x.com/AaronFlint as well. All right, we got a big story to talk about coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. The Montana Labor Commissioner joins us.
This is Huskall for Health. Costco is recalling nearly 80,000 pounds of butter because the package lacked the disclaimer that it contains milk. It has since been cleared from shelves, but some customers were left scratching their heads over the issue.
Everyone knows that butter is made from milk, so why wouldn't there be milk in it? That doesn't make any sense.
The recalled butter lists cream, but may be missing the contains milk statement, according to the FDA. By law, the Food and Drug Administration says companies have to label food products that have specific ingredients, including milk, eggs, and fish, among others. Best buy dates on the recalled butter are all in early 2025, February 22nd and 23rd, and March 22nd, 23rd, and 29th. Costco says the recalled butter all came in 4-ounce sticks. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.